Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talker Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and it's always my pleasure to be here with you today. Now, today is Tuesday. It's the first Tuesday of the month, and we have Marita Noon with us, and we're going to talk about energy. We've got a few distractions going on today. Internet's acting crazy, and Netanyahu is speaking live before Congress, and so we've got a few distractions, but we're going to press forward with live radio as we talk about energy with Marita Noon. Marita, welcome to CSE Talk Radio.
Thank you, Beth Ann. It's always a treat to be with you, and I'm grateful for whatever listeners we have today that are listening to us instead of the Prime Minister of Israel as he speaks to the joint session of Congress right now.
And I'll watch that later, and we'll do a report on that tomorrow and talk about that and a few other things that I have pressing on my list that need to be talked about. Sometimes we have a lot of distractions and other things need to be talked about. Now, we have talked in the past recently. It was pretty nice, those prices dropping at the pump, but like we said, they're going to go back up, and we're noticing them going back up, yet the price of oil is still low, and we were wondering, I used to say down on the farm, Marita, you know, they blame the farmers when the price of bread goes up because the price of wheat goes up, but when the price of wheat goes down, the farmer gets nothing. But the bread price never goes down. I got a feeling we're looking at some of the same things here.
Well, we probably are looking at some of those things. I'm not an expert on the price of wheat or the price of bread, as I tend to eat low carb. But but I am an expert on energy and what's going on with energy. And, yes, it is interesting because, as you said, you know, we all enjoyed those low prices and the average price for a gallon of gasoline in the United States bottomed out in January. I believe it was January 26th was the day that the national average was the lowest. And it's up about 40 cents a gallon, again, depending on where you are. For the poor folks in California, they're up about 60 cents a gallon from then, and they're always the highest anyway.
Yes,
so,
they are.
We're definitely seeing an uptick in prices at the pump, which is making people, you know, as I talk to people out there, just, you know, my friends and family, they're asking me, what's happening? What's up with the prices at the pump? And so that's why I wrote my column this week on that specific topic to answer those questions. And it does seem odd because the price of a barrel of oil is remaining low, although it's gone up a little and down a little and up a little. It seems to have kind of bottomed out. But yet the price of gasoline is increasing. So it is kind of an interesting topic for people to look at and for us to discuss.
And we have steel workers on strike. Is that related to this at all?
Yeah, it is a big part of it, not the biggest part of it, however. The biggest part comes from its apparently refinery maintenance season. As I did my research, I found that phrase, and I thought, oh, what a nice phrase. It's refinery maintenance season. But if you look historically at gasoline prices, you see that at this time of year, there always is an uptick in price from whatever the base at that time is, because it is the time that the refineries have to reconfigure their formulations from the winter blend to the summer blend. Now, I don't know about your weather where you are, Beth Ann, and I know you've got listeners from all over the country, but where I am, there's still snow on the ground, so it's hard to imagine for me that it's time to switch to the summer blend, but that is part of what they have to do, and that takes time, and it reduces supply because the refineries have to kind of ramp down in order to do this. So as we know, you know, economics 101, less supply equals higher prices. So that's one of the big reasons for the uptick. Another reason is the refinery explosion that took place in February at an ExxonMobil refinery in California. And that took about 10% of California's gasoline off the market, made it unavailable. And so that's why California has even a bigger uptick in prices than the rest of the country has. And so some of the rest of the country, is, you know, there were other refineries are having to fill in that gap. So, again, that makes less available. And then, as you said, there is the refinery strike and that is taking place. And the refinery strike is very interesting. The United Steelworkers that have gone on strike, it's very interesting as they have not gone on strike in more than 35 years. And strikes are not something that's common these days in the world. And so it makes it very interesting.
It is interesting, and it is. You don't hear about strikes like we used to, I guess, because everything's regulated and mandated. You know,
yeah.
all the ways that the employer works with an employee or provides for an employee, that all seems to be mandated now by our government, and so we see less strikes.
The Wall Street Journal points out that the number about how much reduced the number of strikes are when you think about it. As you said, I mean, you just don't hear about these national strikes, these big strikes like this. But my sources told me that about 10 cents a gallon of this current increase can be attributed to the steelworkers' strike. So that's definitely playing a role in that.
Well, that's interesting. And I know the steelworkers, they have to have the coal, and we've been having these attacks on coal, and I just can't help but wonder if there's some dots to connect.
Well, you know, there are some dots to connect, and I don't know that they're directly related to coal per se, although it's all, you know, part of the whole anti-fossil fuel war in the United States. But what I posit in my column this week titled What's Up with the Prices at the Pump is I posit that Saudi Arabia could possibly be, now I have no hard facts on this, I acknowledge, this is simply a postulation on my part in looking at the data, that I postulate that Saudi Arabia could be fomenting this steelworker strike. There's just too many interesting coincidences to totally ignore them. And it's been 35 years since the steelworkers have been on strike. So you kind of have to say, why now? Why when the economy is still struggling? It seems to me, and I'm not a union expert by any means, but it seems to me that it would make more sense to strike when the prices are high, because you'd get the more pushback from the public saying, solve this, resolve this, resolve this, because we can't handle this high price. Where when they're low as they've been, we can more easily absorb that additional 10 cents a gallon. And so, but when you look at it, the last time they struck was 35 years ago. 35 years ago was also a time of an energy crisis due to the Iranian Revolution. And at that time, I don't want to get too into the weeds on this, but at that time, Saudi Arabia came in and announced that they were increasing production to regain market share. Well, that's exactly why Saudi Arabia has increased production now, to not necessarily regain market share, but to maintain market share. And the other really interesting factor, which I had no idea about till I started this research, and that is, well, we in the United States haven't built a new refinery in 30 years. Saudi Arabia, in the last 2 years, has built two new refineries and has a third one in the works. And Saudi Arabia aims now to become the second largest, behind the United States, exporter of refined petroleum products.
And we're going to have to stop right there and think about that.
we'll let you finish that thought
and that sentence when we come back. We're heading into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Marita and Beth Ann will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Marita. Marita, we have a caller, but I want you to finish your thought that you had there just as we were going into that commercial break, if you can.
Yeah, just one quick thing on the Saudi Arabia refinery strike issue, and that is, and again, in doing my research on this topic, I found a European publication that talked about how that Saudi Arabia's goals in refining, and then the key phrase in it that's in my column is that the U.S. refinery strike gives Europeans a need for Saudi Arabia's refined products. So when you look at that, it as I said previously before the break, that you connect the dots, and it's just kind of interesting, all the coincidences that come in and make you think, well, maybe Saudi Arabia, maybe this first time in 35-year strike is, prodded along somehow by Saudi Arabia. And we know that it's not beyond them to try to influence U.S. policy and U.S. prices.
All right. Well, we have Frank from Louisiana with a question. Frank, how are you today?
Oh, good. And yourself, how y'all doing today?
We're doing good. Thank you.
I wanted to say, as far as all the activity that's going on in the world, it boils down to basically one thing, that biblical warning that the love of money is the root of all evil. And you have to remember, with all this oil stuff, who owns the stock on all the oil companies? Well, the same banking families that own the stock on the private tax-exempt Federal Reserve Bank do. And, you know, everything boils down to what they want to do, what they plan. And until we force Congress to issue our own currency interest-free as mandated by the constitutional money supply until we see on the dollar bill United States note instead of Federal Reserve note, we'll be a plutocracy, a government of the rich. And the way we do it is tell the Congress, you need to issue our own currency and say, by the way, you're not following the tax structure of the Constitution either. You can't tax we the people on a graduated income tax. That's a corporate tax. It's unapportioned and in violation of the rules of direct apportionment. That's when everybody will start paying attention instead of avoiding us. When we tell them, this is what you must do, you govern by consent of we the people or you don't govern us at all.
No, I don't disagree with you at all. And I know that, and Marita is the same, with any of these things that we follow, whether it's in the energy realm or another topic, if you follow the money, it doesn't take long to figure it all out, does it, Marita?
Very true. However, I think that our caller's wishes there is not likely, unfortunately, to happen anytime soon. And I like to work within the reality of what we can accomplish in the here and now. And, Congress can't come together on agreeing on listening to a world leader who's speaking there today. The likelihood of them coming together on such major policy changes is unfortunately not very realistic.
But Frank is correct. It is up to we the people. And I think we're trying, Frank, to do it a little at a time. At least I know that's what I'm trying to do here on CSE Talk Radio. And I know that's what Marita's trying to do. And
make the changes that are reasonable, that are possible.
And we have to start at home. You know, we have to start locally. We have to start making those changes from the bottom up, because that's really how we were supposed to be governed in the first place. Frank, appreciate your call, and thank you for the reminder. Marita, that we're going to go on now. Normally, Marita, you've sent me the links to your articles, and you didn't do that this morning.
So sorry.
No. That's okay. If you send them to me later, I'm going to try and get them posted out there on Facebook and on my blog so people can follow and go and read the articles that we're talking about. The next one. The next one is kind of near and dear to many of my listeners' hearts because they live in this area. And some of them are for it and some of them are against it because of private property is the issue with many of them and some of the abuses that have taken place. But the Keystone Pipeline, it's still in the news and we know it got vetoed. And will they override that veto? And I thought, well, we'll talk about that a little bit today. You've got an article out about that as well.
Yeah, I wrote it a couple of weeks ago when the Joint House has first passed it and had not yet actually sent it to the president. And my column is titled, What's Next for the Keystone Pipeline? And, we're going to find out probably this week as to whether or not we're able to override the Keystone Pipeline. You know, obviously, as we've addressed today in Congress, is Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, is the big topic and kind of stolen all the air out of the news cycle. But the reports say that tomorrow they're going to look at a vote to override the president's veto. And I think it's possible. I think it's more than possible. And, of course, they won't have the vote unless they think it's possible. But, smarter people than myself, such as Karl Rove, disagree with me. He has said he doesn't think they can get the votes for a veto override. But they're only short. Less than 3% of the voting body needs to change their mind. And I have spoken personally to a gentleman by the name of Dave Barnett, and Dave Barnett is a special representative to what's called the United Association, which is a large union organization that has a big long name, and in that big long name is pipe fitters. And he told me, and he personally has more than 30 years of experience building pipelines, and he said that they have, I asked him about the potential for a veto override, and he said, this is not my department, he said, but we have people who, yes, they are tracking. They know exactly which Democrats did not vote for the Keystone Pipeline. And, of course, the unions want the pipeline because they want the jobs and the economic stimulus that it will provide. And he said, we know exactly which Democrats did not vote for the Keystone Pipeline. We know exactly which of those Democrats are in heavily unionized districts where the union vote is important, districts where the union financial contribution is important. And in the Senate, they only need three of those to change their vote. And in the House, they only need about 10. And I believe that, you know, the unions have been having some figurative dark alley meetings in the last week with some of those representatives. And I think getting an override is highly possible. And we'll see. I mean, this week is supposedly when we're supposed to see that vote to see if they can get enough votes to override. But it's such a small additional number of votes that are needed. And the unions have a lot of power with those Democratic representatives. I think a veto override is highly possible.
Do you think the veto was a good thing?
I do think it was a good thing in a way. I mean, I'm for the Keystone Pipeline. I'm a supporter of it for a variety of reasons. And I know not everybody is, again, for a variety of reasons. Even some of my own donors, when I wrote this column, sent me an email saying, I disagree with you. I'm talking about two of them. So we're not, wasn't a big backlash that I received. But, I'm for the Keystone Pipeline, yet I'm pleased that the president voted to override it. And I'm pleased, I mean, not to override, to veto it. I'm pleased, A, because I think we can get the votes to override it. I think there's enough popular support. The Keystone Pipeline has the support of every group of Americans, the Pew Research Center polled, regardless of Republican or Democrat, except for the one group who self-identifies as strongly liberal. And that's a very small percentage of the population. So, you know, I think it's got such broad support that the override is likely, but I am glad he vetoed it because finally he is on record. You see, the president has, you know, really done a balancing act, like walking on both sides of a barbed wire fence. He's very carefully, for the past 6 years, avoided taking a position that would alienate either his environmental base or his union base. Now that he's actually vetoed it, that energizes the anger, really, in the union base, and we now know which side he stands on, which is more important to him, his billionaire contributors like Tom Steyer or his long-term supporters like the unions. And so he's now on record as being officially against the Keystone Pipeline and the jobs and the economic stimulus that it provides.
And it doesn't seem all that long ago when he was campaigning and he was for it, you know. So it's just, you know, you play the political game. But I would say, you know, because of the nature of the property rights and the fact that I have many listeners that are in that area, that it's going across their property, that I probably have either a 60-40 or a 70-30 on this issue. And so my heart goes out to both sides of this spectrum, and don't know exactly what's right and what's the best, but, you know, it's always interesting to watch things play out. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Marita and Beth Ann will be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have to chuckle. Marita and I are both on Facebook, and we're both watching Netanyahu in silence. It's a whole new realm of body language reading and lip reading, and I'm not very good at it.
No, nor am I. I'm gonna have to watch the commentary afterwards, which I find often more interesting than the speeches themselves anyway.
It can be. Well, we've talked about the environmental groups being well organized and well funded, and you know, it seems like they never seem to lack. And while the rest of us fighting some of these other issues, we just can't hardly get by. And I thought we might talk about that just a little bit.
You are so right. It is very hard for the rest of us little folks out there to get by. Personally, I've not yet been able to pay myself for January, and it's now March 3rd, although the money did come in yesterday. So some donations came in, and I can do that. But, I mean, that's how I live, and I know you're in the same boat, Beth Ann, as we all talk. We both talk about that off the air. But the environmental groups seem to have an abundance of funding, and we look at, you know, where is this coming from? And we know we've all seen Tom Steyer, I mentioned him, billionaire activist Tom Steyer, come out and, you know, pledge $100 million to candidates who opposed the Keystone Pipeline. And so there are some definitely deep pockets there. But one of the most interesting things, I wrote about this a couple weeks ago, and that is, it's scary and interesting at the same time, is that Russia, it's been revealed, and in my column on this topic, and I'll get you the links, Beth Ann, so you can put them up so your listeners can find them, the Russians are laundering millions of dollars through Bermuda. And they're out of this one little address in Bermuda that seems to have like no employees at it, but and no big offices, but they've got millions of dollars being funneled from Russia into this little organization in Bermuda, where the money, which is beyond my comprehension, frankly, of how this all works, but I know it happens, is then laundered and given to an organization in San Francisco area called the Sea Change Foundation. Sea Change as in S-E-A, like the water, not the letter, but the Sea Change Foundation. And then the Sea Change Foundation, all they do with is give money to environmental groups to fight fossil fuel activity. So it's when you look, when I checked this report out when I heard about it, and the link there, you can download it. There's all the PDFs of all the documentation. I mean, and there's not a smoking gun exactly that we can see that Putin is funding anti-fossil fuel activity in America, but it's clear that wealthy individuals within Russia are funding these environmental groups within the United States to fight the Keystone Pipeline, to fight fracking, to fight any kind of drilling, and so it's really quite scary when you connect those dots and see where that money is coming from.
It is scary. You know, we've been talking about that with Hillary. You know, she's getting all this money from foreign entities, and then we see these environmental groups that they're doing the same thing, and it is scary because you wonder who's really running things.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you know, we see in the United States, we see the President Obama's policies, energy policies specifically I'm talking about because, of course, that's, you know, what I focus on, are being driven by these environmental groups. So the Keystone Pipeline is really just one example of that, of them pushing this specific type of policy that is, I see it as being not only anti-fossil fuel, but it's really anti-American. You may recall back in September, which would have been when you and I talked in October, I wrote a column about the People's Climate March in New York City, which took place on September 21st. And at the People's Climate March, I believe that, for me, that was a real pivotal eye-opening time, and I think it was pivotal in the environmental movement as well, in that the marchers there at the People's Climate March were carrying signs that said things such as, fracking is a crime. They said things such as, capitalism is the disease, socialism is the cure, and system change, not climate change. And truly, I encourage your listeners to simply do an internet search on system change, not climate change. And what you'll see is a logo will come up with a green leaf around the outside with a red fist on the inside. And so when you look at, you kind of connect these dots and you see that this anti-fossil fuel movement is more than anti-fossil fuel. It's really downright un-American.
It's anti-American all the way. Well, you know, I have sympathy for those with the Keystone that live in that area that are, they're fighting some property issues. I have complete 100% sympathy and empathy for them. But when it comes to the environmental groups, they don't want the pipeline. They don't want coal. They don't want anything. So what do they really suggest that we do? Well, of course, they want us all on bicycles. They don't want us all. They want us on bicycles. They don't want to be on bicycles. They
exactly.
want us on bicycles.
That's the big picture.
They want the sustainable communities is all about you staying and not becoming. And Americans, we are a mobile people. And they don't want us to be a mobile people. They want you to be sustainable in your areas. You don't have a need to go anywhere else. Isn't that right, Marita?
It is right, and it's very scary when you look at, again, the position of America in the world, and as Netanyahu is speaking, so that's a topic front and center today, the whole Middle East situation. When I wrote a column a couple ago about, it was probably three or four ago, but since we talked last, about a prediction that the Secretary General of OPEC came out and said that we were going to hit $200 a barrel oil soon, and I did some research on that, and I began to see, you know what, with the situation in the Middle East, the only way we're going to hit $200 a barrel oil anytime in our lifetime probably is if there is extreme upheaval in the Middle East. And when you look at King Jordan yesterday declared that what's going on with ISIS is World War III. I mean, the King of Jordan, not King Jordan, the King of Jordan declared that this ISIS situation, what's going on is World War III. You see that Egypt is mad at ISIS. Jordan is mad at ISIS. Libya is an absolute disaster area. The United Arab Emirates have agreed to rejoin the fight. Netanyahu's there speaking today about Iran and their nuclear aspirations. And you look at all that, and suddenly, that's to me when the Keystone Pipeline, you suddenly realize how important that is as a national security issue. You know, with the current global supply glut we have on oil, there are some people out there saying, oh, we don't really need the Keystone Pipeline, we have too much oil. Anyway, well, you know what, Canada's going to produce that oil, so that's a false argument. But the ability to get that resource from a friendly source, when you look at what could be exploding in the Middle East, you know, literally any day, that the Keystone Pipeline becomes an important national security issue for the United States.
I think it is. And I think all of our energy is a national security issue these days. They just keep taking it away and keep restricting it and mandating it, and you know, the EPA just can't seem to do enough to the American people and the businesses, and just, you know, stifling and putting businesses out of business and taking away jobs. It just goes on.
Exactly.
And on. And we're going into a break, but I want to talk a little bit more about that. Let's relate that to terrorism if we can. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Marita Noon. We're talking about Energy Makes America Great. You can go to her website, and that's what it is, energymakesamericagreat.org. You can call her right here, right now at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Products. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. You know, Merida, we've been dealing a lot with terrorism in the last several years, really. Really, basically, it's been a while. And people may think, you know, that ISIS, well, it's not an established nation by any means, yet it is reaping terrorism and havoc and murder across the globe, completely across the globe. And if we think we can take this lightly, we cannot. But at the same time, we have seen terrorism through the environmentalists that wreak havoc, destruction in our own land. And, you know, it's something that's kind of scary. I don't know if you feel that way or not, but, you know, property is under attack in this nation, and that bothers me a great deal.
When I did my research for a column that I did entitled Name Your Enemy, and in that column, I started by quoting Rudy Giuliani when he was, you know, on the news cycle a week or so ago, and he said, if you don't call it something, you can't connect the dots. If you can't connect the dots, you can't really combat it. You can't have the battle of ideas. If you're going to debate it, you have to call it what it is. Now, he was talking about ISIS. In my column, I likened it to the attack on fossil fuels in America, and it is attack on fossil fuels. And I was surprised to see, when I did my research, there's a group called Deep Green Resistance, And the Huffington Post, I always like to quote from sources that are not extreme, considered all conservative. The Huffington Post had a piece about the FBI investigating people that were involved really in acts of eco-terrorism, trying to block equipment from getting to the Canadian oil sands by setting up blockades in the road. And the Huffington Post piece talks about they went to this guy's house in Bellingham, Washington. And the bottom line, the guy says that he is committed to doing what it takes. And he says he is proud to be one of 100,000 people who have signed a pledge to engage in acts of civil disobedience, which means violence, if the president approved the Keystone Pipeline. And I think it's important for your listeners to be aware of that, to realize the level of animosity, the level of engagement. More than 100,000 people have signed a pledge to engage in acts of civil disobedience if the president approves the Keystone Pipeline. Now, in Canada, they realize this. The reason I wrote the column called Name Your Enemy is that in Canada, a report was just recently leaked out that Canada is actually calling these environmental, what they're calling the anti-petroleum movement, Canada's anti-petroleum movement, as a threat to national security, because Canada realizes how essential the energy is, and when they are trying to, and again, engaging in civil disobedience to try to block the production of this energy, Canada has labeled them a threat to national security.
Now, we have a caller. I want to get to the callers because we are in the final segment of today's show. We've got Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. There's something I'd like to point out in the middle of all this Keystone Pipeline controversy is that pipeline goes all the way down to the refineries of the Gulf. And once it gets on the refineries of the Gulf and it's refined, it goes aboard a tanker and it goes bye-bye. We're not going to see any of it. Now, I would be in favor of something like this if, say, somewhere in North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, or somewhere they built a refinery where you wouldn't be carrying the oil across that great of a distance, and we'd refine the oil here, get our lubricants, get our fuels, get our solvents, get all the things we need to run machinery, and if it stayed in the United States. But see, that's the one thing that's left out. And what I see is basically a game that's being played where the same people who own the companies fund the opposition to the companies, and they play us off one against the other.
Mm. Interesting points. Marita?
Well, I encourage you to Google the point that you just brought up, because just a day or two ago, the Washington Post gave that claim of all the oil from Keystone Pipeline going overseas. The Washington Post, hardly a conservative publication, gave that claim four Pinocchios, which is the worst you can get on the truth analysis, basically claiming that whole thing is a lie. I do want to point out one other small feature before we run out of time here, and that is I'm with you on the building refineries, and that's part of the problem with the refinery explosion in California that we addressed in the first section, is the environmentalists will not...
That?
They will not allow a new refinery to be built in this country. I'm totally with you on that we should have refineries in this country, but what happens is because they can't get a new refinery permitted, they end up adding on to modifying, expanding the existing refineries, and we end up with something that is nowhere near as safe as what a new state-of-the-art refinery would be. I like to call them, we end up with Rube Goldberg contraptions. So with the refineries in America, so we definitely do need new refineries in this country.
Yes, we do. And
hey, when the permits are blocked, well, the government blocks the permits. Who owns the government? Well, it's a...
well, we're supposed to, but it doesn't seem to...
Again.
You know, we're supposed to, but it doesn't seem to work that way, Skits. We're going to have to... It's like I said yesterday, the American people have been asleep. You know, we've showed up late to work, and now we've got a mess, and we've got to deal with it, and we do need more refineries. refineries in this nation. There's no doubt about it. We've talked about that before. And I have been in the same position that you are, Skits, as far as, you know, if we need to do it, why ship it across the way? And of course, but it isn't ours, it's Canada's. Why ship it across the way when we could do it, take care of it closer to home? But, you know, that's just me. Okay, I'm going to appreciate your call, Skits, because we're just about out of time. Marita, you've only got about 30 seconds left to finish her off here.
Well, I sent you the links to all the columns that I've written that I've addressed today. I hope you'll post them and hope your listeners will check them out. And, again, the research to everything that I quote is available through links in the columns so people can see that this is not just some crazy idea I dreamed up, but there are facts behind it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we really appreciate all that you do. I know that you work very, very hard. It's your research. You don't just come up with opinion. You've got something to back it up with, and I appreciate that because, you know, a lot of times we just don't know out here. We're listening to everybody. So you're giving us that that concrete evidence that we can make our own decisions. Thank you so much, Marita. We'll see you next month as we come together to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.